with Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. It's 12:33. A 1 million square foot warehouse center planned for a site off the 215 freeway narrowly survived a challenge Tuesday as Riverside County supervisors voted to reject an appeal that would have blocked the project. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has the story.
The vote was close. It was 3-2 in favor of rejecting the appeal. It upheld the Planning Commission's approval of Majestic Realty Company's project in Meade Valley, west of Paris. The project is three buildings planned for a 72.5-acre site off of Cahalco Expressway. While the buildings don't currently have a tenant, Majestic Realty's representatives told the county the project will create more than 6,000 jobs. Critics argued that the project would bring traffic to the area, among other concerns. The decision followed more than an hour of public comment. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.
Riverside County supervisors Tuesday formally declared their opposition to a proposal to install express toll lanes on the Riverside 91 freeway between Corona and the 60-91-215 interchange, based mainly on lack of justification for the lanes. The 4-0 vote by the Board of Supervisors, with Supervisor Chuck Washington absent, conveys the county's official position to the independent RCTC's action on July 10th to initiate a study of the feasibility of placing toll lanes on both the east and westbound sides of the 91 between Interstate 15 and the 60-91-215. The new toll lanes, stretching 14 miles, would span the entire east-west length of the city of Riverside, whose council members last month declared opposition to the proposal in a 6-1 vote. RCTC officials have stated publicly that the concept is in the nascent development stage and may never move forward, though the feasibility study will continue. Staff have cited the need for congestion relief on the 91 as a driving factor. Early estimates put the cost of constructing the toll lanes at $1 billion. California has several of the most vulnerable housing markets should another recession hit. But as Capital Public Radio's Randall White explains, new research shows it's not all bad news.
Real estate data firm Redfin looked at the 50 largest housing markets in the U.S., ranking them from lowest risk to highest based on 7 factors, including price volatility, number of flips, and employment diversity. The findings were not encouraging for Southern California, which took the number 50 spot.
Riverside was the most vulnerable market, partially because people there tend to not have much equity in their homes.
Daryl Fairweather is the company's chief economist. She says San Diego wasn't far behind at number 47 and L.A. 43. In Northern California, Sacramento was the most vulnerable city, 40th on the list. Fairweather says equity isn't strong there either, but
Sacramento has not much volatility, so home prices there tend to be a little bit more stable than in Riverside. And it also has a smaller share of exports, so if there was a trade war, Sacramento wouldn't be quite as vulnerable.
Among the markets with the lowest risk, California had none in the top 10, but San Francisco came in at 15. Fairweather says that's mainly because homeowners have a lot of equity there. On a bright note, statewide, she says should a recession hit, it's unlikely housing markets would crash like they did the last time around. In Sacramento, I'm Randall White.
California could soon change how it approves new charter schools. Lawmakers passed a measure that would shift responsibility from the state to local school districts and county governments. Other proposals to cap the number of charter schools in California and increase oversight stalled earlier this year. The California Teachers Association says local school districts understand the needs of their community and are better positioned to approve or deny new schools. Charter groups say the proposal could limit choice for parents in districts with underperforming schools. The bill now heads to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk. Today will be partly cloudy and sunny in the afternoon, highs 85 to 90 degrees. Tonight, lows between 57 to 64 with light winds. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.